News Talk 1620 WTAW, reviewing one of the items from last night's College Station School Board meeting, deals with another multi-million dollar project coming up this summer. It'll be phase two of improvements at A&M Consolidated High School. The list includes a redesigned and renovated media center, relocated stairs to improve traffic flow, student commons area located at the front entrance, upgrades to the auditorium and lecture hall, electrical upgrades to the oldest portion of the building, and heating and air conditioning upgrades to the older gymnasium. Had a chance to visit with Superintendent Eddie Colson about that and how that relates to the bond programs that CSISD have been through, now completing another bond program and looking ahead towards future planning of another bond issue due to continued growth in CSISD.
Exciting to hear that phase two is going to happen at Consolidated.
Absolutely. We're very excited. Obviously, we've had a lot of projects going on in CSISD over the course of the last several years. Greensbury Elementary, College Station High School, the construction of phase one of our support services center. So we've had a lot going on. Last summer, we did some renovations to Consolidated High School, and we have more coming this summer. So we're ready to get those going. We're excited about the scope of them. As you walk into Consolidated after this summer, as you walk into Consolidated, it'll have a whole new look and feel. We're also able to do some things in terms of the air conditioning system and other infrastructure type items at Consol, which really need attention. So we're very excited about it and glad that the board approved it, and we're ready to move forward.
What's the timeline going to be?
Well, obviously there's lots of prep work to do and over the course of this semester, and then the work will really take place June, July, and August this summer, so that when students return in August of next year, the Consol will have a little different feel. At least some portions of it will have a little different feel as you walk into the building.
Like last year, where everything got done in phase one between or during summer vacation,
right?
That's pretty much what's going to happen this year.
Yes, the absolute bulk of the work will happen in June, July, and August. There's obviously a lot of prep work that we have to do, and we'll be doing all that prep work this spring in preparation for when the students walk out of the building at the end of May. We'll be ready to follow them in with the construction and work a significant number of hours to make sure that we get it done this summer.
Also made a reference to being able to add a couple of alternates and yet still be under the projected budget.
Yeah, absolutely. Our crew has done really a fabulous job of managing the projects as well as managing the money available to us. And just like we were with the 2007 bond funds in managing those, we were able to manage the 2009 funds and really, I think, maximize our effort as a district in terms of building new buildings as well as making some renovations and improvements. Things that you see and things that you don't see that are really important, such as those air conditioning systems and roofing systems and so forth. So we're really proud of the way we've been able to do that, and we'll look forward to this summer in making some changes at Consol.
And that really kind of dovetails into the work that the administration and the board's been going through in planning future needs, knowing that how well the money has been spent and what kind of bang you've been able to get for the buck and what happens in the future. You know, you can go to the district patrons and say, you know, look how well we've done, and we plan on continuing that and whatever comes down the road.
Yeah, you know, under the board's leadership, I think the district, we've done a good job of making sure that we do, in fact, manage the projects very well. And I hope that builds confidence in us from the community as we look at continuing to grow. You know, the students are still coming. We're adding more and more students every year, and we continue to grow, which means we'll need more facilities, and we'll continue to need to renovate and take care of our current facility. So I anticipate that we'll be back to the voters at some point in the fairly near future with more projects that we need to complete and allow the voters to decide via a bond election. Don't know exactly when that'll happen, but it'll be sooner rather than later as we move forward.
Status report then on the formation of that community committee. Where are we at there?
We're in process of forming a community committee. I anticipate that committee will meet about six times this spring, with the end result of that being a recommendation to the school board. And then obviously once the board has the recommendation, they'll determine how to best move forward. But that will be the beginning steps for putting another bond proposal together. So it could be as early as November that we have a bond proposal out to the community.
Comments from Superintendent Eddie Colson, the College Station Independent School District, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.